Welcome to the Basically Famous podcast, where we're taking our notoriety to the mic and no topic is off limits. I'm your host, Wendy.
And I'm your host, Spencer. Each week, we talk about life's bullshit, our hot takes, and make one of you basically famous too.
Oh, hey. Hey, y'all. I was looking at Spencer. I was like,
Well, it's been 2 weeks, so we're out of sorts.
Literally last night when I was laying in bed, I was like, I couldn't remember the last time we recorded. Like, I literally couldn't remember.
Was it 2 weeks ago or did we pre-record an episode? No, it was 2 weeks ago. It just feels like a very long
time. It feels like so long. I was like laying in bed and thinking about like our show today. And I was like, when did we even record last? I mean, we've had episodes, but we had to have pre-recorded or something. I don't know.
I think we recorded early. Maybe. No, we recorded. It was 2 weeks ago today. It was the Sunday before I left for Memphis.
Dang.
I know. It feels like forever. Well, really? I've only worked like 100 hours a week since then, so girl, I'm exhausted. But how are you feeling?
Oh my gosh, so much better. Man, y'all.
You sound so much better.
Yes. I had no voice over the week, y'all. I mean, every year, if you're not new here, you already know. I sound like I eat cigarettes this time of year and in the spring. She sounds like a Marlboro girly.
This was particularly bad though for you.
It was like my voice this time was just really attacked. And normally it's just like sinuses and like nasal, which I had that mixed with no voice. It was excruciating at work because, well, A, talking to people all day, I'm a talker. And I even told one of my clients, I was like, I'm really sorry. I have a sinus infection and I don't have a voice. I'm not going to talk much. Do you think I didn't talk much? No. And we like joked about it. I was like, every time, and then I would like start dry heaving and coughing because I had like the dry mouth. Oh my God. And then we had multiple meetings with us this week, on the phone. And I told Spencer, I was like, girl, you're going to have to do the talking because I can't even talk. Like, this is so inconvenient. I had multiple appointments that I had to reschedule that were like virtual. Haley and a couple other ones. I was like, well, can't do that. Like, it's so annoying not to have your voice. Like, you really take certain things for granted. I don't necessarily take my voice for granted because I talk a lot and I use it a lot. And then one of my clients was like, can you sing? And I was like, no, why? And she's like, because I feel like people with like raspy voices like can sing. And I'm like, I always have like that gravelly voice. Fisher calls it when your voice is tangled, which I think is the most precious
that
thing
is really
ever.
Cute.
He'll tell me when Morgan Wallen's voice gets tangled. And I'm like, what? And he's like, when it's like, I'm like,
that's actually like a so really great descriptor.
I know. I love
too.
That. So I feel like I always have a tangly voice, but then it was just like a lot. I was like, girl, no. But it does cross my mind when that happens. Like sometimes I'm praying. I'm like, God, if you could just like make my voice come back.
Like
and have
maybe
a good
today's
voice,
the day that I can sing.
You know,
sing.
And listen, if y'all think for 1 second driving home yesterday that I didn't sing to see if I could like sound better, I don't. But I actually did.
Well, I used to do that. I haven't lost my voice in a long time, but I probably still would. Do like voice memos in your phone singing, you know?
Oh.
I just want to know what I'd sound like.
Which is really funny because I didn't have a segue into our topic, but I used to do that to this guy I dated. There was one album, Lady Antebellum, and I could sing just like Hillary on them, and I would send him the voice memos.
But like, it sounded listen so to how good. Gorgeous I am.
Yeah, if the music is up loud enough, I sounded just like Hillary. I was like, wow, we're really good.
If the music is up loud. Like we were twins. If so high, it drowns me out completely.
Couldn't even tell us apart.
We sound identical.
Literally couldn't even tell us apart. And so I'm like, well, that's nice. But the voice memos, man, those were clutch. Because I had my iPod in the car and you would like plug it in and then you thought you were really doing it. You had a little car mix. But now you can't really do that on your phone if you're playing music through your phone and then it goes to the Bluetooth.
It's very convoluted.
It is so many layers now, you just can't.
No, it's very disappointing. There used to be an app that you could, it was like, it wasn't a karaoke app per se, but it essentially was because you would record yourself singing and people could duet with one another.
Yes.
I can't remember the name of it.
I remember what you're talking about.
But you could be like, oh, I want to sing, you know, what's that first duet? Say something, that Christina Aguilera duet.
Yeah.
So you could scroll through that song and it would be all these people that had sung one part or another. And you could like... And then they would be like ranked.
Yep.
So I'd scroll and find like the best one and I'd listen to it and I'd be like, oh no, they're better than me. Can't do it with that one. Right. I'd find somebody really shitty and do it
like,
with them.
I'm killing it. Nashville, like, if you want a record deal, go ahead and sign me. It's totally fine. I'm
like,
available.
Listen to that voice. of an angel. Meanwhile, the person sound like, you know, a bag of drowned cats.
That's me. Mm-hmm. I tell my mom when she sings, she sounds like a horn. And I don't know why it sounds like that to me, but it does. It just has like this very horn sound.
But like sound. What kind of horn? Like a car horn or like a horn French instrument? Horn.
Yeah, it's okay. Very like
a French
horny.
Horn.
I don't know. A horny. No. Okay. Speaking of horny.
So specific. Okay, so I had a question box up a couple weeks ago. One of my best friends submitted a question on there and I shared it to stories, and she asked, would you let an ex follow you online?
Oh, okay.
And I said, yeah. Like, if you want to watch, go ahead, be a fan.
Right.
And she was like, okay. So she followed up like in my DMs and she was like, okay, but like, if I let him follow me, do I follow him back? Do I message him? And this is an ex that she is not in communication with.
Okay.
And I was like, no. I said, there's so much power
yeah.
in just being like, okay, I see you. Yeah, go ahead. You can see what I'm up to. And then not following up, not following back, not saying anything or acknowledging them other than, yeah,
you're just approved. Playing it so cool, though.
You are just such like an afterthought in my
life.
Like,
did I even see that you followed me? I don't know. I probably not.
Yeah.
Probably, you were just at the bottom of the notifications.
Literally.
Can't help it.
I just said approve all, you know, I don't really care. But I was
can
like,
you do that?
I think so.
Oh, I guess if you're private.
Yeah. I think if you're private, there is like an approve all thing. Anyways, but
which
I was
dicey,
like,
but
I said, listen, unless you're sharing something that you really don't want him privy to in your life,
oh, yeah,
let him.
Right.
Who cares?
Right. No, I mean, it's funny because when we were trying to figure out topics, I was listening to the radio the other day, and I don't really listen to the radio that much anymore in the mornings. I'm either listening to a book. Y'all, on our Patreon, we're going to catch up on books. That's what we're going to do today.
I want to, not to interrupt and like segue, we're not going to like go on a tangent here. I have been craving books
okay.
so much.
I got you.
And I can't even find my Kindle. Okay. That's how long it's been since I've read a book. I haven't read a book since I moved.
Pick up a book, Spencer. God.
I know. For the love of I won't say it. I almost said the C word.
This is church.
I almost said the same word.
I got a couple books that you will like that are like not super corny romance that I've read lately that were so good. So we'll catch up on Patreon.
Because there's been some sequels to books that I read that I loved, and now the sequels are out.
Okay.
And I'm like, I need to get back in the habit of reading.
Yes. Okay. So I really don't listen to the radio anymore because when I get like really invested in a book, then I got to listen to it in Audible and like I'm reading it. You know what I mean? And so the other day we had the radio on and they were talking about being friends with exes. And I was like, oh my God, what a great topic. Like that's just a good topic.
Yeah.
Because I feel like it depends on like what stage of like the breakup you're in or like how far removed that person is from your life. But so when we were talking about it last night and we were like posting stories on our podcast page of just like the questions, like random stuff, like get your mind thinking. And then it's so funny because somebody messaged us in one of our, was it one of our question boxes the other day? And was like saying that she looks at her ex's girlfriend or something every day or something.
Every day?
Yeah, she said every day. I'm pretty sure.
Oh, honey.
I know people we're messaging in our DMs like, okay, but you got to get a hobby. It's one thing to like check in, but like every day.
I mean, don't get it twisted.
A lot of people do.
I will check in.
I was going to say a lot of people do because it makes you feel better a little bit, right? Why do you check in?
Just curiosity, really.
Okay.
I think at one point in my life, at least with this one particular ex, I think at one point in my life, I was like making comparisons between our lives.
Okay.
Which is really not healthy, but I'd be like, okay, well, here's where I'm at in my life. Where are they? Where
obviously not as good as you though. Like it was just a
no, obviously
just, like,
everything was like better. After me.
Yeah.
They did just have a kid recently though. And that like kind of sent me for a tailspin. I was like, ugh, now they've really like solidified their life together.
Ew.
I haven't talked to
you. You have two dogs.
You're right. I have children.
Big deal.
I haven't talked to this person in literally like forever. I mean, probably since like 2010. Okay. Have not talked to them.
Oh my God. Robbie, rest assured, buddy. You're good.
Well, because I know he's going to listen to this.
He's going to listen.
And he's going to go into a tailspin.
Right. We're going to throw back dates like 5 years prior.
Yeah. I mean, he already will like wake up and he'll have had a dream that ruins his whole day.
Right.
And I'm like, what'd I do this time? And he was like,
you're divorced.
Like he had one the other day. He goes, whatever, ruined his whole day. He had a shit day. He was in a bad headspace, whatever. I said, you had a dream, didn't you? What did I do this time? And he was like, you cheated on me with a girl. I was like, fuck me. Like why? Robbie,
that's not even real.
Like, why am I always the cause for your bad days? Because you dreamed I did something to you.
That is so funny though.
So anyways, you know what? Maybe you should just fast forward through this one, Robbie. This is your disclaimer.
Don't listen to it. We didn't do an episode this week, Robbie. Just...
Subscribe to our Patreon. Just go listen to one of those.
Right. Oh, actually, you know what? Shut up. I'm going to send you home a card with our sticker. I'm going to write it to him and you have to give that to him.
I will.
He's our Patreon
person. He is. He pays. He pays every month.
Nothing like investing in your own business.
Like, can you not?
Okay. So first let's do like our little statistics like that we had on story. So we asked a series of questions just about like exes and whatnot. So it says incoming call from your ex, do you answer or ignore? God, excuse me. So.
Oh, I would answer 100%. I would answer so fucking fast.
Hello. Hey.
Again, uh-huh. Curiosity killed the cat. Yeah, and I would not be willing to take the risk.
Right.
Of letting it go to voicemail and then calling them back. I would never call them back.
No. Uh-uh.
So, oh no, I'm picking that phone up. I'm going to let it ring for a few times. You know, I'm not like phone in hand, but I'm answering that phone.
You're answering it. So 16% of y'all said you would answer and then 84% said you would not. And this is around 7,000 votes of things.
Oh, wait. Okay. What was the percentage?
Sorry. 16 and 84. 16 yes, 84 no.
That kind of tracks, I think.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure.
That's kind of what I would expect.
So, can you be friends with an ex? People said yes, 13%, no, 37%, and depends on the situation, 50%.
That's fair.
And I agree with that. Are you friends with any exes? 30% said yes and 70 said no. Are you friends with any exes?
Like close friends?
Yeah.
No. Good terms.
Like friendly.
Could go kiki.
Yeah, friendly, but not like.
Yeah, like if we ran into each other, we could sit and have a great time and talk and it wouldn't be weird or awkward. Yes, I have some of those too. But am I like in close contact with anybody? Like talk on a regular basis? No.
No, same.
let's see. I also have been with Robbie for like a million years. So like people just grow apart naturally. I would say early on in my relationship with Robbie, yeah, I was very close friends with two of my exes.
Uh-huh.
One of whom, I mean, we were like best friends for years, even after we weren't like romantically involved, like very close.
Aww.
But we were much better off as friends than we were. Like it wasn't a bad ending. It was just like,
meh,
this isn't really like for us.
Mm-hmm.
He's the one I farted on.
Oh, well, y'all had to be friends because you couldn't not be friends at that point. He could out you like
to like everybody. I almost shit on his dick. So
she's like, she farted in my lap. So we're best friends now. I mean, you have to be best friends. Like you're one of the boys.
Literally.
You're just one of the guys. Okay. So then we did ex polls. Do you have an ex that was the one that got away? So 27% said yes and 73% said no.
I feel like that's a hard question only because sometimes we feel like somebody got away from us. They might not have been the one, but they could have been. I'm also not one of these people that believes in like
one person as like a soulmate. Yeah.
Correct.
I feel that way later in life than when I was younger. When I was younger, I felt like
absolutely
there was one person for you and that was it. And the older that I've gotten and the more mature, I guess, I think there are different people at different stages in your life that had everything aligned, you probably could have been happy with that person. I think you can be happy with multiple people.
Like, I agree. Season, lifetime. And I feel like when somebody comes into your life, you know, for a variety of factors, it makes all the difference in the world. I literally, you guys, when I tell you I have worked 100 hours, I'm not lying. I just cannot speak or think at this point. Corporate life ain't for this girly.
Mm-hmm.
but I think depending on those factors, that can make or break whether somebody is the one, you know,
but I feel like the one like just doesn't exist. I don't mean that in any way. I know somebody right now is in their car. And I was like, that is not true. I married my husband and he is the one. Absolutely. There are people that are like your person. But what I'm saying is like, age, like depending on age, life experiences, what you experience with that person.
Yeah. The one timing, is in quotations here.
Yes.
Because I agree. I don't think there is one person, but like the person, the one person, whatever, that you could commit to for a lifetime, theoretically. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like there are people in my past where I think had I met them at the age and like maturity level that I am now, it would be very different.
Oh God. Yeah. I think any relationship, like when you look back on it, there are definitely some that I was like, oh my God, I was such a brat. Like I was so spoiled and like just mean. And like, I don't even know, because I was young and immature and I was like, I'm going to do what I want, you know, whatever. And then there are other people that I just like maybe took certain things for granted, or like even dating somebody, he had like great wine taste, red wine. I was 24. I was like, I need Moscato. Like, what do you mean you don't have Moscato? You have Camus? Ugh.
I love that thanks. Was your ick. You're like, right. He likes red wine.
I was like, ew, God, I can't drink that. And now that's my wine of choice is red wine. And so I didn't appreciate these nice bottles. I mean, I still would drink it because I didn't want to be rude and, you know, whatever. But I just didn't appreciate it like that. But then you look back on certain things and you're like, oh, man, I was really a brat. But like, I'm sure they don't have great memories of some of the stuff we did. They're like, oh God, this girl. But like,
I talk all the time about how I don't view monogamy as like a natural thing. I think it's a choice you make. Mm-hmm. And that's a great reason why, or like a contributing factor, is it's like you change and evolve so much in your life. Everybody does. Oh, it's not a bad thing. It's a totally normal thing. And your partner's going to do the same thing because we all do it. And so it's like you have to make the conscious choice to stay committed through all of those changes. And some people can and some people can't.
Well, I just had this conversation with a client the other day. It's funny, the week that Fisher started preschool, I had a couple girls before they went back to college. And I told one of my clients later in the day that's older like me and had kids and stuff. I was like, it's so funny because I'm crying over preschool and she was crying over her 3-year relationship that they were kind of having like a rough moment.
Same but different.
Right. And I was like, oh my God, it's so funny that like we're at two totally different stages in our life, but we're both like upset about like whatever. You know, I'm going to lecture you about some hair. So part of having good hair and reducing frizz is using a good pillowcase. And Blissy, who we've talked about before.
Love.
They have the best pillowcases, y'all. And you can sleep better this summer with Blissy's award-winning 100% mulberry silk pillowcases. And not only are you going to sleep better, but you're going to be able to get up, refresh, and do your hair. And it's already going to be nice and silky and soft. And then your hairstylist will appreciate you. And they're going to be like, girl, what are you doing? And you're like, sleeping on my Blissy pillow, duh.
It's also good for wrinkles on your face.
And that's, I mean,
at least, well, that's the word on the street is that it's supposed to help, you know?
Word in the bed is that a Blissy pillowcase. Silk is honestly the best way to sleep this summer. And I mean, honestly, summer, yes, but if you're a hot sleeper, didn't you say you're a hot sleeper? So for you, it's even great. I'm not necessarily a hot sleeper. I don't want to be hot when I'm going to bed. But like if you are a hot sleeper and you're sweaty and whatever, it's a cooling, like it's nice.
I'm not like hot where I sweat necessarily. We also turn our thermostat down to 63 degrees, but I like a cold pillowcase. Even as a kid, I would put my pillowcase in the freezer before I went to sleep. Like I am a fan of the cool side of the pillow.
Yeah.
And silk, especially these Blissy ones, I've been obsessed with. They're one of the best pillowcases I've ever had.
Yeah.
Which sounds so like silly to say, but it's true. They're both sides. It's always a cool side of the pillow.
Well, that's the thing. Like some of the other pillowcases are satin and those are made from like synthetic fibers, polyester. Y'all, we saw some 70s movies. We know what polyester is. It don't let you breathe. It's not ain't the same. Great. Right. And it just pulls the sweat and heat. So while that's, or think about that around your face and your hair, your neckline, it makes it all like sweaty back in the neckline. So anyway, the mulberry silk, which just sounds exquisite in itself. Right. I mean, I sleep on a mulberry silk pillow. Exquisite. What do you sleep on? So silk is just more breathable, moisture wicking. What does that mean? Stopping? Moisture stopping?
Moisture wicking, like it's going to absorb it so it doesn't sit on you.
Ah, I gotcha. And gentle. Look at that. Silk is great.
The nice thing about Blissy pillowcases is it's a great gift. Like some of the like my most favorite gifts that I've received are things that like I wanted or didn't necessarily know that I wanted, but I just wouldn't spend the money on them, right? Like there are things where we really love them and we'll buy them for other people, but we won't buy them for ourselves.
Right.
Listen, gift season is around the corner. Use our code, get yourself some great gifts. You could do a beautiful little, like, I'm a big fan of like coordinating gifts. Mm-hmm. So like a pillowcase with maybe like a nice hairbrush, or maybe you can get some coordinating like hair ties. Blissey has sleep masks.
Yes.
I
was never a sleep mask person and I love my Blissey sleep mask, and they have the pillow spray.
Yeah.
You got the pillow spray mm-hmm. too. Yeah.
So all kinds of good stuff. Perfect gifting. Even if it's just gifting to yourself. Blissey silk pillowcases are the best silk pillowcases on the market, and they've got a ton of different prints and colors. And again, great gifts because there's an option for literally anyone. Men love them too. Robbie is obsessed with his. We've turned him into a silk pillowcase man. They have over 1.5 million raving fans, and you could be the next. Try now risk-free for 60 nights at blissey.com/basically and get an additional 30% off. That's blissy.com/basically and use code basically to get an additional 30% off. Sleep cooler this summer and fall with Blissey.
It's so funny because I was telling her that they're in their last year of college and he is wanting, they're just on different paths. And they've been together for a while. And she was like, you know, I'm ready to settle down. He wants to still go out. They're just starting careers. I was like, girlfriend, take it from me that this is your time to be selfish and make decisions based on what yep. you want. Because if you don't do that now, eventually in life, you need to make decisions based on not being selfish and taking in someone else's life choices in consideration too. So whether it's he's going to work on his career first and then you're going to have to put yours on the back burner or vice versa, and then you involve kids, then no one can just be entirely selfish at that point.
Yeah.
I was like, because exactly what you said, everybody changes and you do a lot of changing after high school, after college, and then when you start your job. Those are like the biggest changes because you're deciding on your career. Do you want to move? Do you want to stay? What if mm-hmm. a career calls you to a different state? Then what do you do? Do you go? Do you stay? What do you like? How do you make that decision without being not fair to the other person when you've committed to them? So yeah, I mean, when you're in a relationship, I feel like you have to come to a point in time where you know that like y'all have to both make changes together and you have to make that effort because otherwise yep. you're going to grow apart. People grow apart naturally if they're not on the same page. And a lot of people grow apart through those big life changes.
Yeah.
It's even after they have
even
kids.
Even with friends. It's not just romantic relationships. Yeah. It's all relationships. Think about how many like close friends you had right. at one point in your life who like you haven't spoken to them in years. Nothing happened.
Right.
You just
different paths. And
yeah. You just grew apart. And like, that's okay.
Friends is a little bit less like commitment though, from like a
agreed lifetime, agreed. Sure.
You know, but like with kids, especially like, I've seen like moms, for example, when you have a kid and you're like, I would never do this. I would never do that. I would never. Most of the times, like we eat our words to some capacity. Mm-hmm. And I've seen people like go through changes with their kids where they've had to kind of change certain things, whether it's as simple as like the foods that they eat. And your husband was used to eating like Velveeta and carbs every day, but your kid's going through something and you're trying to.
Yeah.
That's a big thing too. Like it sounds so stupid, no, but it's real.
Because people by nature are like creatures of habit and we're mm-hmm. routine oriented.
Yeah.
I want to bring this up before I forget it.
Yeah.
So talking about the, you know, your client like time to be selfish and like yeah. do things for you, whatever. So there's this situation on TikTok that okay. went viral. Uh-huh. And I'm sure you haven't seen it. So I'm here to inform you. So this girl makes a video. It's harmless, right? It's pretty innocent. And she's talking about how she's like, make lunch with me while I tell you why my boyfriend is moving out. Okay, whatever. So she starts talking about how she and her boyfriend have been living together for like 3 years and he's moving out. They're not breaking up, but he's moving out to go live with his brother because he and his brother have always wanted to live together as adults. And if, you know, now's the time to do it. If they're going to do it, it'll probably be their only chance. And people went wild. debating over whether this girl is delusional.
How old are they?
They look like they're probably like mid-20s.
Are these like regular people like us? Or are they like celebrity reality? No. So they're just like regular people.
Just regular old people. She looked to me like she was probably mid-20s. Maybe 24 to 27 type of thing.
All right.
Young enough where this could be plausible. And I think her boyfriend might be a year or two younger than her, if I'm remembering correctly.
Got it.
He might be like 24. She might be like 26.
Okay.
So young enough where this could be plausible. Like, yes, okay. But like, you lived with your brother all your life, right? Like
did y'all not live in the same house when you're younger?
But like, I get it. As adults, it's different dynamic, whatever. And especially if they're close and they're friends, what, you know.
Yeah.
I'm just curious your take. The internet is very divided.
Okay, so my take outside looking in, I would be like, that's kind of weird, but I guess if it's like a genuine, like, we're going to go live together for a year and have fun, okay, fine, whatever. But then, like, petty 21-year-old me puts me in that situation, and I'm like, you want to move out? Okay, bye, we're done. Like, I would not take that well, me being the girl in the situation. I would feel very offended. I would be like, why do you want to move out? Like, go spend the night at his house.
Yeah, I was like, there's so many like components to that dynamic that I'm curious about. Like, one,
is his reason just to go live with his brother for like how long? Like,
well, that's just it. Is it open ended, or are you signing a 1 year lease? You're gonna live together, get it out of your systems, have fun, and then move back in.
That I would be fine with. If it was like, we're gonna sign a lease for a year, we're gonna go have fun, and then I'm gonna fine. Like, go sow your wild oats with your brother. I mean, it sounds dumb, but okay.
That's where my head was at too. I'm like, okay, if this is like a closed ended thing, it's 1 year, that's it, cool.
Yeah.
You're young enough where if a year goes by and he re-signs and you're like, I'm not doing this,
yeah,
then you're young enough where like, it's okay, you can walk away, you haven't lost too much at that point, right? Time wise. But then I'm like, okay, well, is he moving every last article of his belongings out of your joint apartment where you've lived together for 3 years? Because that I
wasn't
would feel weird
so
about.
Wasn't it so offensive if like your boyfriend stayed over and they took their stuff and you're like, why are you taking all that?
Yeah, but I leave that motherfucking t-shirt because I want to sleep in that.
Right, or your hoodie or something. I mean,
something.
Mike left his favorite hoodie at the beach when he went fishing last weekend. And I was looking for it. I was like, you left your hoodie at the beach. On
my
somebody's boat.
Hoodie, his hoodie.
Right. I'm like, I need you to get that back because I need that hoodie. And he's like, I'll get it back. I'm like, I need you. It's so soft, but yeah. But like, if someone's taking all their stuff, I think
just
a lot of
the
it,
road.
Yeah. Like that feels very, very definitive.
She's like, I like to be alone. I like alone time. I'm very much an introvert. Like, I'm totally fine with this arrangement. And I'm like, okay, well then good for you. Who cares what anybody else thinks?
See, if you're mature, but, and you said she has a kid, right? So if you're—
No, she doesn't have a kid.
I thought you said she was packing her kid's lunchbox. She was packing his lunchbox?
No, she was just making a lunch for her.
Oh my God.
She was just making her lunch.
I thought you were saying she is packing a kid. Like, not my mom brain packing my kid's lunch. Do we eat?
Almond mom Wendy over here being like, you don't need to eat, only your children.
You don't need to eat? No, are you kidding me? Well, okay. Okay, well, that kind of changes my perspective a little bit because I'd be like, absolutely, you can. I thought she had a kid and she was like this mature, like 26-year-old, being like,
oh no.
Yes, babe, go do your thing. I got my babe here. Like, we're good.
No, it's just the two of them living together and he's like, I'm going to move out and go live with my brother for a year. Well, not a year.
Again.
I'm just going to go live with my brother.
I'm going to live with my brother. So again, I think it depends on the maturity, right? Because again, when I was younger, that would have not went well with me. I would have been very spiteful. I'm like, you know what? You're good. We're good.
It would have spiked jealous streak.
Yeah. Because if you need to do that, then obviously you're not happy here. Yeah. And that's fine. You can hit the streets.
She did reiterate that she trusts him. It's not like, you know, there's anything weird. But even if I, at that age, even if I trusted my boyfriend, you bet your ass, I would have been like snooping around his building and looking because I'd
put an
like,
air tag in his bag. Yeah,
this mother chunker moved out so he could cheat on me.
Yeah, no.
I'd be like, and your trash brother is condoning it.
You can tell Brian that I don't like him either. Okay.
Anyways, total tangent. I just had to get your opinion on that. Curious.
Yeah. That's a weird situation all in all.
DM us your thoughts. I'm very the opinions on the internet have really piqued my interest.
Yeah, that is interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Were you usually the one to end your relationships? 43% said yes, 17 said no, and 50-50 was 40%. I was a yes.
Wait, hold on. Can you read that one again?
Yeah. Were you usually the one to end your relationships? Were you the breakupper or the breakup-y?
Okay. And what was the percentages?
43 yes, 17 no, and 40, 50-50.
The 40-50-50 is surprising. I feel like that one's not honest.
40-50-50?
Didn't you say 40% was 50-50?
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
I feel like that's, I don't know.
Really?
I don't feel like that many relationships end mutually. You might agree once the breakup actually happens.
Yeah.
That it was for the best. But I don't agree that 40% of couples come together and say, this isn't working. And the other one says, yeah, no, I agree.
It's not asking that. It's asking, were you usually the one to end your relationships? So
yeah.
40% of someone said it's been half and half for them. Of all of their relationships, they were like on one side or the other about 50% of the time.
Oh, well, okay. That was kind of confusing. I'm gonna bet that other people were like me and also confused. Not everybody. Confused. I think some people.
Were you usually the one to end your relationships? Yes, no, or 50-50, meaning kind of.
Just let me have this.
Oh, okay. I mean, I'm usually the confused one, and that's pretty crystal clear. Okay. Were you? Are you still confused?
No, I'm not. God. I am also crystal clear now.
Okay.
Ooh, I would say it's probably kind of 50. No, it's not. Let's be honest. I did most of the dumping. And I don't know why. Listen, I could probably dig into this for years in therapy. Every relationship I ever got into, immediately once it became like a committed thing, I would have panic. And I would be contemplating, how do I get out of this? Immediately. Mm-hmm. How can I get out of this? What have I done? I have trapped myself.
Yeah.
That's really sick.
No,
that's
not
healthy.
I was the same way. Like the fear of commitment, especially when I moved to Florida and I dated, because I was always a relationship person.
Yeah.
And when it got to a serious point, I'm not kidding. I broke up with people over the literal dumbest stuff. Yeah. Over text. I never ghosted anybody. I meant to post that poll last night. I never ghosted anybody, but I would like do it over text. I'm like, you know what? This is just like not working out.
Oh, I would ghost. I would ghost people.
In a relationship, would, you would? Like I if you were dating it. For like a committed relationship?
No. Not if we were like actually like label committed, whatever. But like if I had been like hanging out with people consistently and then I felt like it was going that way, I'd just be like,
if I wasn't like committed, I would absolutely just not respond anymore.
But like, I think for sure for me, like at the time of my life where I was dating, like actually dating and like having, you know, pre-Robbie, mm-hmm. I was also in like I was dealing with so much like trauma and turmoil in my life. And mm-hmm. It was like, I just needed something I could control, I feel like. Yeah. And then if I got into like something like a relationship, mm-hmm. like that element of control felt like gone for me. And so it was like,
that makes sense.
I was very, for lack of a better word, like manipulative.
Same.
In my relationships because I had to have control of something in my life.
Do you remember, oh my God, it's a song lyric and it's, I'm pretty sure it's Taylor Swift. It sticks in my head through there's two different ones, but it's we fight just so we can like make up. Like you fight with somebody and then Taylor Swift does have a line. I got to think about it, but Carly Pierce has one and she just is talking about just wanting to feel something. And so you like do stuff just so you can feel something. It doesn't matter what it is. Oh, you pick fights. You want 100%. Someone to, and I used to do that. Like I would literally like stir the dust for no reason. And my brother always said to me, he's like, I don't know what you do to these guys that make them obsessed and so nice. And I don't mean that I'm cash with me.
No,
what I'm saying. But when I was younger, it was like this hold you have in a relationship. And he's like, what do you do? I'm like, I think I'm crazy. I don't know.
No, you play mind games.
And it makes them nuts.
It's very healthy that you and I can look back at our toxic behaviors now and be like, holy shit.
But look, we're such good wives.
Such good wives. So much growth. Although I do like to keep things spicy and pick a fight every once in a while. Keep Robbie on his toes. Like sometimes he'll just look at me funny and I'll be like, what the fuck is your problem?
Oh my goodness.
And he'll be like, what do you mean? Anyways.
Like you looked at me wrong. I don't like that attitude.
Or like,
The attitude.
Like, trademark it.
Attitude. If somebody looks at you funny, that is attitude. I'm coining it now. We're going to make this stick. We don't have anything that ever sticks when we say something smart. Attitude.
Attitude. Okay. What comes along with summer? Sweat and dehydration. But we've got what you need to beat the heat, and that's Liquid IV. Liquid IV's Hydration Multiplier is a great tasting daily electrolyte drink mix that utilizes the breakthrough science of cellular transport technology. And that delivers hydration to the bloodstream faster and more efficiently than water alone. And you never seen anybody sweat harder than a kid playing outside in the summer.
True. And mamas, you know, back to school usually means all the cooties. We're having all the spikes happening. I just got my first email from Fisher's new school. There's some cootie bugs in the classroom. So Liquid IV actually came out with kids, which is really cool. It's recommended by pediatricians. There's 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drinks, 5 essential vitamins, 50% less sugar than the regular sports drinks, 5 kid-friendly flavors, which are banana. Hold on, let me pull them up. Banana, cotton candy, crisp apple, grape, and I think fruit punch I said. No, I can't remember. But Fisher wants to be outside all the time, and then also all the little germs going on, so we like to keep him pumped full of water. Mm-hmm. If you got to pee on the bed, you got to pee on the bed, but just don't get sick.
Yeah.
We'll wash your sheets.
We can make some sacrifices. Right. That's hilarious. Liquid IV is giving our listeners 20% off when you use code FAMOUS at checkout. Place your order at liquidiv.com. Use code FAMOUS to save 20% off. Like last night, okay? So our couch has been through a rough time.
With your dog just shit on it. So like
he's yeah. pissed and shit on this couch multiple times. Potty training, not going well. He is so fucking cute. He is so chill. He's the chillest puppy I've ever had. But he's like dumb as a box of rocks, and potty training is not going well. Anyways, I'm like, okay, we're taking all the cushions off. We're soaking the cushions. Yeah. We're cleaning them. We're washing everything, whatever. It's like a brand new couch now. Yep. Anyways, I started this process like 2 weeks ago. And then when I went to go to Memphis, some of the covers were done. Robbie goes, is it doable for one person, like to get all the cushions back on? I said, yeah, it's kind of tough, but it's doable. Tell me why. Yesterday, I finally got around to getting those back on because he didn't.
Robbie.
And then, well, he hopefully turned this off already.
He's not listening, yeah.
And so I washed the rest of them. And so last night he came and I'm like, he came home. I'm getting the last of the cushions on. And he goes, you want some help with that? I said, no. I mean, you left it for me to do anyways. So I'll just do it by myself.
Yeah, we did. Mm-hmm.
All that to say, I do find myself making some snarky ass remarks that. Just to get a rise out of him.
Sometimes they need to hear it. And that's the truth. And if it's the truth, it's the truth.
He didn't say nothing back, but sometimes I do like to just ruffle the feathers a little bit just to like start a little argument, start a little spice.
And if they know it's good for them and they want to keep their teeth, don't say anything back. Just roll on with it.
He just doesn't get mad at me about anything. And like, while that is lovely and nice, I do get mad at him, and I'm going to need the playing field to be a little even. So sometimes I'm just a dick. Just to see if I can poke and prod him.
I dated the nice guys before and they never got mad at anything. And that I'm like, bro, you gotta be mad. Like nothing at all. I'm not annoying. Lie. I'm not mean. Also lie. I'm not whatever else. Lie. I'm great, but I'm all these other things too.
Like, you're not mad ever. I also think I'm amazing, but I also know my downfalls.
I don't disagree with you. That's not what I'm saying. We can agree on that, but I'm going to need you to cock an attitude sometimes.
I can't. All right, jeez. Get to the rest of these polls.
Do you think you made a mistake by ending a past relationship?
Ooh.
13% said yes, 87 said no. I was actually pretty shocked at that.
I would love to know of the 13% if they are in a new relationship. Or if this is like post breakup, haven't been in a new relationship. Cause I do think that can skew your perception too. Like relationships that ended for me, I could see myself feeling that way because I hadn't yet gotten into something else. Mm. You know, the best way to get over somebody is to get under somebody. So spread them legs, honey. Let's get out. Yeah. We're all adults. We're consenting. Be safe. Don't be stupid.
But obviously.
I think that can make a difference over how you feel post relationship is if you have like connected with somebody new.
Yeah.
Or not.
And if you're happy in your life or whatnot.
Yeah.
I liked this one. Do you like most of your exes? And then I put in parentheses, like, think they're good people. They're nice. No hard feelings towards them, whatnot. This one depends obviously on how much time has gone by, because freshly broken up, they're probably an asshole still. 2 years later, you got a new man. Your ex is still single. You're fine. Whatever. No hard feelings. I'm good. You're not.
Good. Nobody else wanted you either. You're trash.
I made a right decision. It was actually 51 yes and 49% saying no.
That does not surprise me. Only because.
Oh, totally. It goes one of two ways.
Sure. But I also am definitely of the mindset that like, good people can do bad things and not be bad people.
Oh my God. Absolutely. That happens in every life situation,
you know,
friendships, relationships. Yeah.
We're all imperfect. And right. So I think that
we all did somebody dirty at some point.
Yeah.
Sadly.
I think there are obviously extremes where like there ain't a good bone in that body. And unfortunately,
I've always said, if you make a mistake once and you feel bad and you have compassion and you feel like convicted of it, that is not a personality trait. That is not who you are.
Yep.
If you can make the same mistake over and over, and I don't care what it is, if you make the same mistake over and over, that is who you are as a person. That's who mm-hmm. you are in your core. Relationships, we've all made dumb mistakes, decisions, whatever. Even being mean to somebody. If you learn from that and you're not just mean to everybody
right.
that you've dated, you're not a mean person.
I will never forget being at a party with my ex who was back in town to hang out with his friends and was pissed because his friends chose to hang out with me instead at a party. And I will never forget them telling me, you could be the most perfect woman in the world. You could be the most beautiful woman in the world and he would still have cheated on you. And I was like, that is like super validating to hear from his friends. Now, granted, yeah. his friend did try and hook up with me that night. So, I mean, that may have been part of it. But
right.
it was multiple friends. And they all said the same thing. And they were like, listen, he's like this with everybody. Like, you can't beat yourself up over it because we've never known him to not do it.
Some people are serial cheaters and they just can't commit to one person, which is so crazy. But like, that's who you are.
And that's, like, that's cool. There are relationship dynamics set up for people like that.
Right.
Like I always say, I'm not going to yuck somebody's yum. You want to be a swinger. You want to be poly, have an open relationship. Go for it. There are plenty of women out there and men who want to willingly participate in those kinds of relationships. Find those people because they are right for you. The person who's looking for a monogamous, committed,
traditional
relationship, don't want that.
Yeah.
Why torment somebody by doing something that they don't want?
Right.
I don't get it.
No, I don't
get it. There are plenty of people who want that kind of
relationship.
There's
probably even a website at this point. Like, get real people.
Website, clubs.
Whatever, yeah. Are you married, single, dating someone in a crappy relationship? So 77% of our people that answered are married. I had no idea we had that high of a percentage. 13% are single.
That doesn't surprise me.
Okay. 13% are single, and then 9% are dating someone, and 1% are in a crappy relationship.
Mm. Baby girl. How many of that 1%? How many people actually said that?
40. Mm. But listen, if you're listening to this and you do that, girlfriend, get out. Life is too short. You're too pretty. You're too much of a babe. You got to get out of that.
And sometimes the partner, there's nothing wrong with them. They haven't done anything. They're just not right for you.
The vibe is not immaculate. Like,
go. It's, I promise you, it gets better.
Yeah.
You will find somebody new. Just go live your life and do things that make you happy. Don't be afraid to be alone.
No, I'm in the headspace. Like when people are about to, I'm like, don't find anybody new. Go do you, girl. Like, God, there are some days I love Mike, but like, I could be single if I had to be and just come home, clean my house, put my baby to bed, maybe a little popcorn, a little Diet Coke mini can because it's the perfect amount and just kick back.
You and I have talked about this. Like you and I are like fiercely independent.
We are
people.
I-N-D-E-P-E-N-D-E-N-T. Do you know what that means? I got my own house. I got my podcast. I mean,
but
truly.
It's like I love Robbie. I like having a partner. He's my best friend.
For sure. That's first choice.
Right.
But we ain't desperate.
I could be by myself and I think I would be really content. Yeah. And I know that's like,
it's probably not the greatest quality because I feel the same. Like I prefer to be married and my relationship, you know, I prefer it.
Yeah. I like having somebody to share things
but
with.
But I would be fine. Like I'm not one that's a codependent person. Like I run my own show if I need to. You know what I'm saying? Like I got a lot going on.
Yeah.
I got my business. I got the podcast. I got my kid. It takes a lot of effort. So like I would be just fine. And I don't like being codependent on somebody because I feel like in past relationships, you're so in love with somebody. You put all your eggs in that basket. And even if they're not the greatest person, and I've ended this particular relationship, but still I was like, oh my God, it took a long time for me to undo in my head that like, I needed this person. I don't need you.
Yeah. Well, and I think that's the difference between love and infatuation and or like lust. And I feel like if we're really honest with ourselves and we look back like retrospectively, so many of our past relationships, it was not real love.
Man, we should have asked that on stories. How many times you've been in what you think is real love?
Yeah.
Now, that being said, again, you know, when you're in high school and you want your high school boyfriend to love you, it's like, you can only love one person your whole life. It's like, that's what people told you.
Right.
You know, it was like,
that's the Disney promise.
Right. Cinderella, lion bitch, clean them floors.
Rub a dub dub. Or.
Although I would. Oh, I just spit.
You did. Although, it was a real rocket.
Too. That was so white. I think because I chugged that water and I have a lot of, you know, throat stuff. At this point, like, I'm kind of low key trying to be like bum Cinderella, like cleaning stuff. Like, I don't even necessarily want to be the glam ball one.
I don't want the glass slipper.
Like, I'm in the pumpkin. I got to go. Keep your carriage.
I'm done.
I've got the pumpkin after September 22nd. And. Put on the porch, get my mom's, let me clean, see you later.
Like, all I know is that I'm trying to live my life. Like, when I picture my future,
yeah,
God willing, Robbie will be here for all of it.
Yeah.
But I was just recently talking to somebody and they were like, would you ever remarry if you got divorced? And I said, maybe, but honestly, I'm trying to be a golden girl. I said, I want to get a house with my girlfriends because that to me, perfection.
My mom wants to do that so bad.
I want to do that.
Yeah. Same. So Mike, ironically, this weekend it was opening season for like bow hunting. So the guys go to the farm and I tell him all the time, usually in the heat of an argument, you know, they literally
keeping things spicy.
They get to go to the farm and they have a bunk room. Y'all, I'm talking about picture the movie. Okay. It is a room. There's about 20 bunk beds in this room. Two stories, you know, boom, boom, and boom, boom. And in this bunk room, all the guys sleep there. They get up, they have breakfast all together in the kitchen. They go hunt. Like, I want that for me. Like, I need a girlfriend's mom's getaway retreat. I don't give a damn where it is. Like, I'll buy the damn shack. You know this little place outside my neighborhood that looks like a little rundown gas station or whatnot? I'm about to buy it. Yes, put some bunk beds in there. And we'll meet there on Tuesday nights or whatever we need to do and spend the night. Like, is that not so nice?
No, I mean, that sounds, but we talk about how we take girls trips. It's because we just like the camaraderie of being with like other women. Like I like that. So I've been on a Golden Girls kick. It's been like my pre-bedtime.
Oh my God. We watch it every night and it gets on Mike's nerves. So that doom, 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 thank you for being, he's like, oh my God. I'm like, you're not even awake right now.
How can that be on his nerves?
Cause I watch it every night. It is.
And travel down the road and back again.
Yes.
Your heart is true. You're a pal and a confidant.
I gave you that moment. I didn't sing with you.
I really wish you had. I was waiting for you to join in.
I'm out there with you.
If you threw a party.
Which I will.
You invited everyone you knew. You would be the
biggest gift to me.
Thank you. And the card attached would say, thank you for being a friend.
Ba-da-da, okay, but I'm literally not Rose. Da-da. But yeah, I am. Oh God, I wouldn't do cheesecake. I would have to do like strawberry shortcake, but I would totally, that house is a vibe and my sick days had never been better. Price is Right and Golden Girls, couldn't tell me nothing. I was sick. I'm gonna be sick tomorrow too because I need to catch up on this to be continued. Because they didn't just play it the next episode. You had to wait a whole nother day.
Sick again aggravating. Tomorrow too.
Okay, do you have a child with an ex? 16% said yes and 84% said no. God, that'd be really tough.
Yeah.
Did you live with an ex? 12% yes, 88% no. Did you live with an ex? I don't know if we've ever talked about this.
No.
You didn't?
Mm-mm.
I lived with two.
Hold on. No. Mm-mm. I mean, we spent so much time together, we might as well live together. But we never, I've never like moved lived in, and in lived with an ex. And I have to say, like, having never had that experience, I can only imagine how much more difficult a breakup would be.
So I think I might have told you this before, I don't know. But I dated a guy in Florida for a couple years. And when I originally moved to Orlando, lived there for like 6 months, hated it. He lived in Tampa. So I ended up moving to Tampa and I wanted my own place. So I got my own little condo, 2-bedroom. It was so freaking cute. And he stayed there so much that when my lease was up after, I guess we'd been together for maybe like a year and a half, 2 years. And we started getting more serious. We ended up getting a place together. You know, I'm talking like the lease, everything together. So we moved in together, went and looked at engagement rings. Swear to God, I broke up with him a week later.
It got too real.
Literally out of the blue. Felt so bad about it years later. Like 4 years later, I ended up messaging him. And I was like, listen, we need to talk. And I was single. I think he was single. We ended up meeting up. And I apologized. I was like, I'm so sorry for doing that. Like, it really left him confused. Like, really confused. Can you imagine, like, no one giving you an explanation? You move in together. No. You think everything is great. And then you break up with someone after you pick out. Like, oh, my God. Horrible, horrible. But I think I got scared. And I just, like, ran. And but I did. I made it right. We were friends for a little bit after that. And then he lied to me about something and I immediately cut him off and we were no longer friends. And that was on that.
And that's on that. Sorry, I was listening to your story. I was just also pulling up the hotline because there's a bunch of texts that came in.
Perfect. Did you like your ex's family? 45% yes, 23% no, and 32% some. I'm going to go with some.
I think family, oh, some. I think some for sure, yeah. Not everybody.
I don't think you're going to love everybody. Yeah.
No. But I think for some people, the reason they stay in relationships as long as they do is for the family.
Oh, God.
Because you break up with everybody. And it's like if you have a partner who's got like the great family.
Yeah, you're attached to them. So it's a lot of layers of breakup, which is just.
Especially if you've been together a long time.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God. Yeah. Did you work with an ex? Yes, 12% and no, 88%.
Ooh, awkward.
I did. Did you work with an ex?
No. I worked in very female dominant businesses for most of my life.
So mine was when I worked in sales in Florida and it was at this like big company that basically hired like tons of young people fresh out of college. And yeah. I met this person at work and then we started dated for a couple of years, broke up with him, driving across the Gandy Bridge, going to happy hour. Cause I said, where do you see yourself in 2 years? He was such a little Florida State fraternity bro. His name was not Chad, though it could have been. And he was so spoiled and he had no life goals. I'm not even kidding. I remember this day so vividly. My friend Vanessa was driving. We were driving across the bridge going out that night. And I said, I don't even remember how we got on the subject. I was like, where do you see yourself in 2 years? He had no clue. Didn't know if he wanted to be in the same company. Didn't want to know what he wanted to do with his career. I'm like, I said, this just is not going to work. And yeah. I did. I broke up with him right there and
I love it.
Had a great time.
Ever since I was young, I have been a don't shit where you eat kind of person.
Oh, duh.
I never dated anybody from like my same school. I always like met people at other schools, jobs. Like I don't think I did that conscientiously. Yeah. I just did. I don't know.
Oh, that's smart. Social media friends with an ex, 49% said yes, 41% said no, 10% said some. Now that I'm reading this and I'm thinking about it, Facebook, yes, I have exes on my Facebook, but not my Instagram. And I guess it's because my Wendy Being Basic is only a couple years old. And like, it'd be weird if I followed an ex at this point from that account.
Well, do you remember when my ex started following me? And it like for a minute, I'd say for probably 2 weeks, every time I posted a story, I'd be like, because again, this is somebody that I haven't had contact with in forever mm-hmm. and like actually blocked on a lot of things. So then to have him all of a sudden start following me and I was like, okay. and I was checking my stories to see how fast he was viewing them. Like every single time. And I was like, why am I getting caught up in this? And I actually stopped storying for a while for like probably a month at that point. Because I was like, I have to break this. Like, what is wrong?
You should have just removed him. Well, called it a day.
I know, but then it was like, he would see that I had removed him because he was watching my stories right away.
Which is such a flex. Because then he would have to refollow you, which is so awkward.
Yeah, I don't know. In my head at the time, I was like, no, because then it will look like I'm bothered and I wanted to seem unbothered. So I was like, okay, I just won't post stories.
She's not gonna because do a
then
story.
I won't, because then I won't be inclined to see if he's like watched it.
True. Did you have a pet with an ex? Yes, 12%. No, 88%. Did you
have any? No.
No.
I would love to know if people do like joint custody.
Yeah, I have clients that do joint custody that share dogs.
Oh, if Robbie and I were to get divorced right now with these two dogs, first of all, they'd be mine. Just mark my words on that. They're in my name. They're technically property. They're mine.
Yep.
But I would, I could never, unless something horrible was done to me, I could never see myself taking a pet, especially if you got it in the relationship. It's one thing if you bring a pet into the relationship, but if you got a pet together, I couldn't see myself not being willing to let them see the pet.
You say that.
I got
Bailey and Lipstick when I was in a relationship. My mom bought me Bailey and my aunt gave me Lipstick.
But they were yours.
But I was in a relationship though.
Yeah, but.
And so do you know he came after me and I had to send an attorney letter? Swear to God. Try to fight me for custody of my dogs. No, we didn't get them together, but we were together when I got the dogs. So he, and granted, he was there, part of their lives. That being said, they're my dogs. So no. And then he tried to get all spicy. So I had to send a little attorney letter and I never heard a peep back. That's right. Don't mess with me and my dogs. Right, Maggie? Maggie just had a birthday. She's 4.
Right, Maggie? I know. I can't believe she's 4.
Elaine messaged me and was like 4. And then I literally second guessed everything. I had to go back in my dates. 2019. I cannot believe it.
God, it was pre-COVID. I remember that. She's not so old. She's still up with your baby.
Well, those are all of our little statistical
interesting
things that we have. But yeah, I saw the hotline was lit up. And we also had a ton of DMs too that I was trying to like filter through. There was a lot of people saying that they didn't work with an ex, but they met their person at work and then like they were gone. Like they had left, but they knew the person and then they started like dating and ended up married later.
Mm. Maybe we do DMs on Patreon. We'll go through some of these hotlines and then we'll finish the rest on Patreon. Okay, so we had asked people just to tell us their, you know, situationships or whatever with their exes. Yes. So this person says, I'm friends with my ex's family. They are more my family than my family is. My ex and I are friends. We were never in a place where we hated each other, and I'm cool with his wife too. We don't hang out together outside of his family functions. I was at his youngest brother's high school graduation, wedding, and baby shower. My dog recently passed, and I spent the morning with his mom and youngest kid. His kid was a blessing that day. I think that's really lovely. And I think that speaks a lot to his character, that he's comfortable sharing his family with you and you being at functions. And like, good on his wife too for being like cool comfortable with and cool with that. I love that for you.
So, okay, let me ask you, if Robbie's mom had an ex of Robbie's that she just loved and adored and hung out with and wanted to be around all the time, would that bother you?
I think now, because we've been together so long, no, I'm very confident in our relationship and I know how his family feels about me.
Right.
Early into the relationship, I'd probably feel a little bit weird about that. And then it would certainly bother me if I know they weren't big fans of mine.
Oh, right. Yeah.
You know, or if they just like, we weren't close or they just kind of tolerated me.
Yeah. You got that number one spot. Yeah.
Yeah. But I think if it was like, they really genuinely care for me, embrace me as part of their family, but they also have a connection still with her.
Yeah.
I don't think that would bother me.
Yeah.
Realistically. But I think if the dynamic was different, then yes, it would.
Problemsome.
Yeah. Okay. This person says, hi, my ex-husband and I were friends then cordial after divorce. When my boyfriend was physically violent with me while I was pregnant, my ex-husband helped move me back into the house we bought together, and I've lived with him for 2+ years, our kids, and my new daughter. It's hard to be friends with an ex, but just be kind and have each other's backs.
That's really nice.
Actually, that gave me goosies.
That's really sweet, yeah.
But that, again, that is somebody who, they're not a bad person. You guys just weren't right together. But they're a good person at their core. And you can like somebody as
a friend. Yeah, and you can like someone as a friend, like you said. You don't have to be like in a relationship, like a romantic relationship with everybody. Like sometimes you just, y'all just are like good friends. Mm-hmm. You're just one of the guys, he's one of the girls.
All right. My ex is in a band. I loved the, quote, groupie life and his family, but I broke up with him after 8 months because he had a micro penis.
Oh my God. That is so funny. Also, I wasn't ready. Girl, if you're the girlfriend, you are not a groupie.
I'm dying. Seriously.
Not the baby weenie.
Literally. Seriously, the funnest time of my 20s. This past Labor Day weekend, I convinced my husband to go see them play. Lo and behold, my husband liked it because they swapped out one of their guitarists to an old friend of my husband's. My ex, who's the bassist, sang Creep by Radiohead, and I kind of liked it. Annoyed my husband all the way home, singing it quietly to myself as I was the passenger princess.
Love it.
Next one. Oh, this one's real short. I married my ex's best friend, and he was his best man. We're going to need more information on that.
Girlfriend, you don't just slide up into our hotline like that.
Hold on. Yeah, we're...
Give the people what they
want. I hope she's listening to this as I'm texting her back.
Yeah, give us what we want, girl. We need more deets.
Okay. Okay, well, we were about to wrap it up, but we got two last-minute texts. So we'll do these and then call it a day and we'll finish on Patreon.
Yes.
So this person just submitted... Oh, wait. This is the elaboration.
Oh, she's
on something else. Oh, no. Hold on. Sorry, I was texting people back while we were talking. Oh. This is somebody else.
Okay.
She said, is this the Basically Famous line? She submitted something back in March, and we must not have seen it or read it, because I think she was like, is this it?
Oh.
It is, girl. Okay. So she says, okay, so speaking of exes, I married my ex's first cousin several years later, of course, loved the family. There were like 11 brothers and sisters on their mom's side and 13 on his dad's. And back then it wasn't anything for brothers of one family to marry sisters of another.
I'm sorry, what? No, read it again.
So like cousins, okay, hold on. Okay, so speaking of exes, I married my ex's first cousin several years later, of course, loved the family. There were like 11 brothers and sisters on their mom's side and 13 on his dad's side. And back then it wasn't anything for brothers of one family to marry sisters of another.
Okay, so
is it marrying their cousins?
No, brothers of one family to marry sisters of the other family. Is that two different families? Because is that not what we all do?
Are we related or not?
It doesn't sound like it, but I don't know. Go ahead. If you're related, that's weird. If you're not, cool. I don't know. I'm
okay.
Just typically confused. And this well, is
there. Okay. I still have to see my ex, family get togethers and such. Plus, our kids are also my husband's second cousins. And I was friends with current husband's wife years ago. So I still talk to her now, just like before. I knew I should have married Michael first. I need one of those boards that you see when people are solving crimes with the red
literally
string.
Literally have no idea who's married. Together. I don't even know anymore.
Michael and... thank you for your submission. I'm really confused. I hope you're not married to your cousin.
If you're married to your cousin, no, you're not. For the sake of going to jail, because I feel like that's... Is that illegal or just weird? Or both?
I think it is illegal to marry your first cousin. Probably unless not in every state.
Like, not West Virginia. I feel like anything goes, but sorry, outside if you're in West of Virginia. That. Yeah, sorry.
I think probably in most states, I think it is illegal to marry your first cousin. I think your DNA is too close. Second cousins, I don't know.
Not me picturing someone's mouth on their forehead.
Well, I'm just picturing stuff, the like, blue people of the Appalachians.
Right. No. Okay. Next.
Okay, we've got one more. Yep. Oh God, way to end this.
We're not making fun of you, we're just really confused.
The wheels always come off the bus. Yeah. Okay, My ex and I dated in high school. Senior year, broke up after long distance didn't work. Okay. 7 years later, we all went to a local bar to hear a band, Super Tyrone. Never heard of her. On Thanksgiving, 2 weeks later, my ex's bestie told me that he loved me. 3 months later, we got engaged. Wow. 4 months later, we got married. That was 24 years and 4 kids ago. And no, it wasn't a shotgun wedding. My oldest child is 21. They are still friends. We are a little crazy in the South. LOL.
Yeah, we are.
What a way to end the show. Cousins and...
Hey, as long as you're not married to your cousin, we have no issues. If you are, cool.
I want to see your kids.
Love y'all. Bye.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode of Basically Famous, available on YouTube and anywhere you can listen to podcasts. We'd love for you to subscribe, rate us 5 stars, and leave us some words of affirmation. And don't forget to call or text the hotline at 919-867-6776 for your chance to be basically famous.
XOXO.